CNN News Selection Number 3, Artificial Motherhood.
Well, a research team in Philadelphia has created a device that mimics a pregnant mammal's womb.
This is really a fascinating story. Yeah. The team successfully grew a lamb fetus for several weeks, and they ultimately hope to test the device on humans. But of course, that's raising some ethical questions. CNN's Linda Kincaid has more.
For decades, scientists have been trying to develop an artificial womb. This could be the closest they've come. It might look more like a plastic bag, but it has some key similarities with the womb of a mammal.
It works by two major components. The first one is a circulatory system that goes through an oxygenator. So it's a connection through the umbilical cord vessels that allows blood to flow out of the fetus through the oxygenator and back into the fetus, exchange gas like the placenta does. And then the other component is a fluid environment that surrounds the fetus and allows the fetus to swallow and breathe amniotic fluid like it's supposed to during development.
The research led by the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia tested the artificial womb on five premature lambs who were the equivalent in size to a 23-week-old human fetus. The lambs grew for 4 weeks, showing normal brain and lung development. Across the world, it's estimated that 1 in 10 babies are born prematurely. The chance of survival for babies born before 23 weeks is almost zero. And for those that do survive, they often suffer severe problems. Doctors say much more work is needed to research the safety of this device, but human trials could happen in about 3 years. Ethical questions, though, are far-reaching. Some worry science would allow babies the chance to stay alive longer only to suffer rather than die peacefully. Others speculate whether women in the future would use the artificial womb instead of carrying a child to full term. The last trimester is often the hardest, and giving birth carries its own risks. And then there are concerns about a baby raised in a machine being denied a human connection, the chance to hear their mother's heartbeat and parents' voices. Well, for now, doctors say the routine clinical use of a device like this is at least a decade away. Linda Kincaid, CNN.